I don't know what's more confusing, learning astrology or just being a human. Moonday Musings is here to help with that. A weekly no-bullshit guide for the upcoming cosmic forecast and how you can actually use this in your real life. Hello, neighbor. Happy Monday. Happy Moonday. Welcome back to Moonday Musings. Thank you for understanding my need for a little break last week. We just, no big deal, got hit by a mild plague at my house. gotta love good old back to school season and with the weather shifting and all of the wonderful shit show of germs that come along with it. So I appreciate it. I sounded like shit slash didn't have a voice. I might cough a little bit on today's episode. I might not cough at all. I'm at that stage in the lingeringness. So I feel totally better, but I have that stupid lingering cough that, you know, gets triggered out of goddamn nowhere. So thank you for understanding. Thank you for your patience. I really appreciate it. So how are you doing? Let's start with a little self check-in. If this is your first time here at Moonday Musings, we always start at the top of the show with a nice grounding, centering pause, because this is something that I find we all could use a reminder and some extra space to do in at the very least once a week. So that's what I try to do here. So if you feel called to, if you want to close your eyes right now, you can. If that's safe with whatever you're doing right now, it doesn't matter if you're sitting or standing. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of physically doing something right now. All I want you to do is bring your awareness here and now. And let's kind of start this nice, fresh reset by taking three super deep cleansing breaths. I want you to exhale a little bit longer than you inhale each time. And let's get a little bit deeper each time as well. So go ahead and do a nice, big, deep breath in through the nose and fill all the way up through your lungs. And now exhale, blow and push all that air all the way out a little bit longer than that inhale. A nice big deep inhale again through the nose, fill all the way up through your lungs. When you can't anymore, open your mouth, sigh, and push all of that air out and make this last one really, really count. Go ahead, take a nice big deep breath in now. And exhale. Wherever you're at, no matter what you're doing right now, allow your body to be the main source of your awareness right now. The thing taking up the center of your attention in this moment. And allow yourself to just be in a place of noticing and observing wherever your body's at, wherever your mind and mental energy is at, and however you're feeling right now. Make note of whatever that is for you right now. Don't judge it. Don't punish yourself. Don't analyze it. Allow the observation to take place. And if you're able to, if there is some kind of gesture or offering you can give to yourself to meet this need, to show that you acknowledge and accept this message that your body or your mind or your energy field is sending to you right now. It can be something as simple as saying, I'm going to make sure that I go to bed 20 minutes earlier tonight so that I can do some breath work while I lay down. even if it's letting yourself pause right now and do some stretching because you feel really, really stiff or achy. Even if it's just taking a big drink of water. Hell, I think we could all use that reminder right now. I say as I only have coffee next to me, which actually I've been getting better about doing. Whatever this kind gesture you can offer yourself, I think that this really helps positively reinforce these self-check-ins. And it helps show your nervous system and show yourself, your inner self, that you're there, that you follow through with the actions. We can't just always open up and listen. It's very, very important. And what kind of really gentle follow through can you have? Oftentimes we think the action we have to take has to be really, really intense. And, you know, Mars is in Scorpio. We're going to talk a lot about Scorpio today because it's the name of the game at the moment. But it doesn't always have to be such an intense action forward. When we listen to a part of ourselves that's saying, I've been really tired. I've been feeling really burnt out. This X, Y, and Z hasn't been working for me. I'm feeling like I'm in overdrive. This feels like it's getting really excessive. Like whatever that little tiny message is, the next action forward doesn't always have to be so fucking intense. And I think that this is a perfect segue into our forecast this week. We can be fiercely devoted and fiercely loving and fiercely caring, fiercely connected, and act with some gentle ease. Your heart can still be totally like given to something and you don't have to totally lose yourself in it either. I think that this is going to be a really perfect, beautiful message of balance that's already coming through for our eclipse we have coming up at the end of this week. So let's kind of dive right into that. The moon is starting out in Aquarius today and will move into Pisces tomorrow. Today being October 23rd. And tomorrow the moon will move into Pisces, where it will stay until Thursday the 26th, and it will move into Aries. And then finally, it will move into Taurus on the same day of our partial lunar eclipse in Taurus. This is all in Eastern time. And so the portal for the full moon lunar eclipse opens up Saturday the 28th at 7:44 a.m. Eastern time. Later that day at 4:24 p.m. Eastern time, we'll have our partial lunar eclipse in Taurus there. Sun will be in Scorpio, obviously, and moon will be in Taurus. This is happening at 5 degrees on the Scorpio-Taurus axis. And I think that Taurus brings that gentle practicality that Scorpio fucking needs desperately. So last week when I wasn't around, Mercury slipped right into Scorpio and joined the Scorpion party. Actually, that technically just happened yesterday, but we would have covered it last week on Moon Day. Now today, on the 23rd, the sun moves into Scorpio. So depending on when you're listening to this, actually, you might be in the final hours of Libra. You might be in the first hours of Scorpio. I'm excited to hear where you were at when you heard today's Moon Day musings, because I drop Moon Day at 4 a.m. Eastern time on Monday, and the sun moves into Scorpio at 12:20 p.m. Eastern time. So it's going to be a little bit of a toss-up when you are hearing the forecast this week. So Mercury moved into Scorpio last week. The week before that, Mars moved into Scorpio. Today, the Sun moves into Scorpio. And then on Saturday, we have our partial lunar eclipse. On that same day, we have some very fascinating amplifying aspects that are exact on the day of the eclipse. And so Mars will be opposite Jupiter retrograde in Taurus at 11 degrees. And Mercury will then oppose Jupiter retrograde in Taurus as well at 11 degrees. The following day, let's see here. It's like 16 hours after the eclipse. And it is definitely while the moon is still in Taurus. So we'll technically be post-eclipse, but we'll be in that full moon portal, that eclipse portal energy, okay, all day Sunday. And on that day, so, you know, less than 24 hours after the partial lunar eclipse, then Mercury and Mars will meet up in Scorpio and they will form a union or a conjunction. So, Scorpio, Scorpio, Scorpio. I want to first use our cards to dive even deeper into our forecast today. So I'm going to actually pull our cards out now instead of later. And we're going to really make our reading be very much a part of our cosmic conversation today. But I think that a really natural, beautiful theme that's already started to arise for us here is this idea of some gentle practicality really helping to balance our intensity in passion and attachment and unions and intimacy. Holy fuck. And we need it because we definitely are feeling the intensity with the cards that are coming out. And I just felt really called to pulling three cards today. Scorpio came to just boss me around and tell me what to do. That's how it feels. Oh, that's so funny. That's exactly how it feels kind of on the inside right now. So, holy shit. Okay. I want you to take your hands, if you're able to right now, and kind of rub them together and activate a little bit of heat for yourself, okay? And when you feel that, when you feel you've kind of drummed up some energy or connected a little bit more with your own electricity, place those over your heart or place those over a part of your body that helps you feel really steady and centered and secure, okay? And I want you to be able to leave those there as long as you're able to. And we're going to talk about this kind of hard message that's coming through. So one of the deals with Scorpio is this darkness that we talk about. And a lot of times when we talk about this with Scorpio, it's very, very glamorized. And don't get me wrong, I am fucking here for that because I love it. It also brings with it dark themes and events that are very, very, very difficult. Today, I pulled three sword cards. And then from the Oracle of Oddities, I pulled the Pain card. And it looks very similar to the Three of Swords. And it literally has a dagger going through a heart that's cut at its midsection. It's really actually very gorgeous. Talk about glamorizing darkness. This is beautiful. When you look at this reading, and hopefully you are already pulling this up on your phone. In today's email that has the picture of our reading for today. Right off the bat, when we take a look at this, we can definitely see, we can see the pain. It's kind of scary. It's the word intense is definitely not foreign here. And I want you to sit for a second in whatever feelings this brings up for you. When I mention the trope of pain, when we look at the image of so many sharp swords, what comes up? I think that for some of us, this is going to be shit from the past. I think that for a lot of us, this is going to be a very dark and unknown future. Not necessarily dark as in bad or painful or, I mean, I think that a lot of us might be anxious about the worst of the worst. But overall, when I say dark, I mean literally unseen, cannot see. Like we're walking in the dark. And when we just bail on these feelings, this is a form of Scorpio's shadow and its manipulation of feelings. And we talk about this a lot for Scorpio doing this to other people. We don't talk as much about how Scorpio manipulates itself, quite honestly, first. Part of Scorpio's transformation and literal rebirth and regeneration comes from feeling this pain. And as somebody who is on a very spiritual journey of sobriety, I feel this so deeply. And if it's one thing I really, truly can offer you, it's that we really, really can be grateful for the pain. When we allow ourselves to feel and we don't run from it and we don't try to hide it and we don't try to block it, we are performing this huge, sacred honoring to ourselves, to our experience, to our soul, to our collective. It is in feeling pain that we truly do transform and rebirth. I'm not asking you to be in love with the thing that brought you pain necessarily, especially depending on your situation. I'm talking about feeling grateful for the fact that you can feel pain in the first place. That you aren't doing the same harm to yourself by trying to manipulate yourself out of it. Today we got Three of Swords reversed, Page of Swords reversed, and then we got the Eight of Swords. And so much of this is in our perception And I don't mean like, oh, it's easy to like change. And well, it is actually, it is quite easy to change and fluctuate. That's the manipulation I'm talking about. Maybe if we did realize how easy it is to trick ourselves away from feeling. Maybe we could, on that same token, accept that we can do the very opposite for ourselves. And we can show up for ourselves and be there and allow ourselves to sit with it. Now, here is my big message of balance for you in this. You let yourself feel this. You don't abandon yourself in times of pain, whether that's pain from the past, pain you're experiencing right now, or pain that is in fear of the future. And in spite of that, you allow yourself to be filled up by what nourishes you, by the people, the places, and the things that nourish you. This is how we make sure we're not using those things that we love to mask and manipulate our pain. This is how we make sure, on the flip side, that we're not letting our pain keep us from the people and places and things that we love either. What if you don't run from yourself and you don't run from your pain? And what if you do allow yourself to fully feel? And in spite of that, you allow yourself to be filled up by what nourishes you. That's what I ask of you at the beginning of this Scorpio season, at the head of this eclipse. Big breath in. Big breath out. I'm with you. I love you. And I'm so fucking grateful for you. We're entering into, well, my favorite season of the year, as the veil gets thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner over the course of this week. I want you to let these words come through as a support whenever you need them. So thank you, neighbor, for spending your time with me here today. I am with you in spirit. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week. Make sure you're staying safe and keeping yourself safe. I'll see you on Friday for our episode. And stay magical out there. What is that witch school? Well, it's kind of my twist on Patreon. See, for as little as $5 a month, you can get instant access to our entire back catalog of incredible bonus content, like bonus episodes, witchy lessons, a ton of astrology resources, guest teachings, and so much more. But I didn't want to just keep the magic going in between episodes with bonus content. I wanted to keep the learning going. I wanted to keep the community going. So I also offered tiers that opened up opportunity for continued intentional, magical academic learning, as well as opportunity for creating community with like-minded witchy individuals. For just $30 a month, you can get full, complete access to everything inside that witch school, including our exclusive members-only social media platform on Mighty Networks, where right now, witches and energy practitioners and students just like you are all learning, working together, sharing together, and supporting each other week in and week out. We talk about the show. We share dreams that we've had. We share each other's tarot readings. And ultimately, we support each other as magical beings in a very anti-magical world. You can join us today at thatwitchnextdoor.com/enroll to learn more and start your enrollment today.